Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is May 10th. Today we're going to continue in Mosiah. And I want to start out with a story about my first year teaching seminary in the Salt Lake Valley. I was teaching at Highland High School in Salt Lake City, and we were in the Old Testament. The story in the Old Testament talked about a wicked kingdom, and I wanted to kind of pull out some things about that kingdom and compare it to our day. So we looked at the kingdom, and we talked about all the different things that they were dealing with. And then I said to them, what are some of the things that you see and some of the things that you deal with in the kingdom of Highland? And we began to list them on the board, and they began talking about all the different things that were going on in their school. Things that they saw, things that they knew were happening, things that they were experiencing. And as I made that list, it blew my mind, the things that these students were dealing with. Now, when I was teaching, it was only 7 years after I graduated high school. And so it was crazy to me how much different things were in just 7 years, how bad things had gotten for these students. And I remember as we were saying the closing prayer that day, I wanted to close my doors and I just wanted to keep them in my room forever. I did not want to send them back to that school after talking about all the things that they were dealing with over there. And that day I ended up with this weight of what I was doing as a seminary teacher. I realized that for an hour a day, I had the opportunity to fortify these kids, to strengthen them, to help them put on their armor before I had to send them back into the difficult things that they saw and experienced over at school. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit today. We know that the Lamanites came up to war against Zenith, and I want to talk about the things that they did to help prepare them for that war and compare it a little bit to our lives, the things that we can do to fortify us and to strengthen us so that we have the power and the courage to battle the things of the world today. So I'm actually going to go a little bit out of order. I'm going to start in verse 2 of chapter 10. And in verse 2 of chapter 10, it says this, "And I set guards round about the land, that the Lamanites might not come upon us again unawares and destroy us. And thus I did guard my people and my flocks and kept them from falling into the hands of our enemies." So my question for you is, what guards do you and I need to put in place in and around our homes? Our homes are an essential piece to raising a righteous family. In 1993, Elder Werthling gave a talk called Spiritually Strong Homes and Families. And in that talk, he said this, "In the plan of salvation, all families are precious instruments in the Lord's hands to help direct his children towards a celestial destination. The righteous molding of an immortal soul is the highest work we can do, and the home is the place to do it. To accomplish this eternal work, we should make our homes gospel-centered. When peace and harmony abound, the Holy Spirit will be ever present. The storms of the evil one can be stopped at the very entrance of our homes." What a powerful promise, that the storms of the evil one can be stopped at the very entrance of our homes. Now, I believe that that does not happen by accident. Stopping the storms of the evil one at the entrance of our homes doesn't happen just because we want it. We have to work for that kind of home. So what can you and I do to better safeguard our homes and protect our families? Perhaps it's in the media that we bring into our homes. Perhaps it's in the people that we allow in our homes. Maybe it's in the way we speak to each other. But I think it's so important that you and I come up with things that we can do to guard our homes and to guard our families so that we can have that promise that Elder Werthling gave, that the forces of the adversary can be stopped at the entrance of our homes. I desperately want that for my home and for my family. So that was verse 2. But going back, let's take a look at verse 1. It says this, "And it came to pass that we again began to establish the kingdom, and we again began to possess the land in peace. And I caused that there should be weapons of war made of every kind, that thereby I might have weapons for my people against the time the Lamanite should come again to war against my people." So Zenith, in order to protect his people, gave them weapons of war. Now it's my testimony that our Father in heaven, in order to protect us, has given us weapons, has given us things that we can use to protect ourselves, to protect our homes, to protect our families, and to protect our faith. One of the most important weapons that you and I have been given are the scriptures. There are so many promises given to us if you and I will embrace and read and study the scriptures. In 1 Nephi chapter 15, verse 24, it says, "Whoso would hearken unto the word of God and would hold fast unto it, they would never perish, neither could the temptations and the fiery darts of the adversary overpower them unto blindness, to lead them away to destruction." And Elder Scott in 2004 said this, "Through daily, consistent scripture study, you will find peace in the turmoil around you and strength to resist temptation. You will develop strong faith in the grace of God and know that through the atonement of Jesus Christ, all will be made right according to God's timing." So many prophets and apostles have testified to the strength and the power that we receive as we consistently study the Word of God in the Scriptures. Another weapon that you and I have been given is the weapon of prayer. And this is something that we saw in chapter 9, right? Even though Zenith admits that his people were often slow to remember God, when the Lamanites came upon them to battle, as chapter 9 verse 17 says, they cried mightily unto the Lord for his deliverance. And he delivered them. He blessed them. Doctrine and Covenants section 10 verse 5 says, "Pray always that you may come off conqueror, yea, that you may conquer Satan, and that you may escape the hands of the servants of Satan that do uphold his work." That is a promise of prayer, that we can escape temptation, that we can escape the powers of the adversary through prayer. In 2009, President Monson gave a talk called Be Your Best Self, and in that he said this, "To those within the sound of my voice who are struggling with challenges and difficulties, large and small, prayer is the provider of spiritual strength. It is the passport to peace. Miracles are wrought through prayer." Prayer is armor against the adversary. Prayer is a weapon that you and I can use to better resist temptation. Another weapon that we've been given is our covenants. President Benson once said, "There is power associated with the ordinances of heaven, even the power of godliness, which can and will thwart the forces of evil. Our families will be protected, our children will be safeguarded, as we live the gospel, visit the temple, and live close to the Lord." My friends, we need these weapons. We need this armor. We need this protection from the adversary in these days. Now, a really important part of verse 1 is it says that Zenith armed his people with these weapons in a time of peace. He didn't wait until the war was waging to give them these weapons. He gave them to them when there was peace in the land, so that when the war came, they were already prepared. My friends, it is the same with the weapons that we have to fight the adversary. We need to use them consistently and faithfully now, in times that we are at peace, so that when the hard times come, when the difficult things come, when the temptations come, we are well-versed in our weapons of war. Oftentimes we talk about the war in heaven, right? The times when we fought against Satan and his followers. But my friends, it was not just a war in heaven. It's the war that began in heaven. And it is a war that you and I are still fighting to this day. But we are not fighting alone. Our Father in heaven has given us weapons of war. He's asked us to safeguard our homes and our families. And I testify that as we do that, as we're consistent with those weapons, and as we become well-versed in scripture, prayer, and our covenants, that we can have power against the adversary. Thank you so much for listening today, you guys. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.